Welcome to the September 7th Drupalize Me podcast. And yes, that is the Drupalize Me podcast. We've changed the name on the Lullabot podcast. So this is episode 1 for Drupalize Me. But this is episode 105 for all Lullabot podcasts. And just to orient folks, if you didn't listen to the last Lullabot podcast, we're going to be doing everything Drupal on the Drupalize Me podcast, and it will be coming out every other Friday starting today. And we'll be alternating those Fridays with some other two new podcasts that we have coming out. One is on creative process with Jared Ponchot, and the other one is Content Goes Here with Jeff Eaton. So make sure you check out lullabot.com every Friday for a new podcast. So I am Addison Berry, and I am here today with
Kieran Stevenson
and
Joe Schindler,
as well as
Sally Young
and
Kyle Hoffmeyer.
And last but not least,
Brock Boland.
Woohoo! And we have some podcast newbies on today, so that's pretty awesome. Before we dive into talking about awesome, awesome DrupalCon Munich, I do just want to point out real quickly that we have some new videos up on Drupalize.me. This week we put up two new ladder steps for the DrupalLadder.org website. Ladder lessons, and they're both free videos, and it's about testing and writing patches. So those are really fun to make, and I hope that those are useful to folks. And then just next week, so everybody knows, we're starting a whole new series on coding with views, which should be a lot of fun. So we're going to talk about Munich. Everybody,
there were a lot of people there.
There were a lot of people there.
I mean, for that was the biggest European for sure, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was, yeah.
1,800 people, I think.
Oh, 1,800.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, 1,800. Yeah. So that was a huge number of people. And the weather was perfect. And
yep.
Munich has very
long
years.
I kept being
gorgeous.
Surprised because it was spread across two buildings. So there was like half of the rooms were in one building and half were in another building. And I kept thinking that I would go over to the Sheraton and it would be less crowded. And I'd get over there and I'd be like, wow, there's even more people over here. I'm going to go back to the Westin.
Yeah,
it'll be
really
less crowded over there. It was just crowded everywhere.
We didn't see everybody in one place. Yeah.
Yeah.
There were just masses of Drupal people everywhere in the area.
Which wound up being handy because if you got lost, chances were pretty good there was somebody nearby in a Drupal shirt. Like, it points you back where you were trying to go.
It's true. I got lost at the weekend, and then suddenly this guy appeared with a Drupal shirt, and it turned out to be Brock. I was like, hey, Brock. You're still here.
Yeah, that did happen.
Awesome. Right on.
I always find it funny, like, the couple days after the conference, when everyone's still in town and kind of, like, touring around and checking out Munich, or last year it was London, and you kind of go to, like, each of the museums, and every time you show up at one, there's somebody in a Drupal shirt, and you're like, oh, hey. I know you.
Or you hear them talking. You hear somebody talking in the background, blah, 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 Drupal.
Yep.
We kind of try to take over cities a little bit, I guess. So we had a couple of announcement things that happened at DrupalCon. Does anybody want to share announcements or stuff they thought was interesting in that respect?
The next DrupalCon is in Prague, which is a country I've not been to, so I'm very excited
really?
To go there.
Is that
I'm
possible?
Super excited about that. I went to Prague once when I was in high school, and I was there just overnight, and it was a beautiful city, and I'm excited for the opportunity to go back and check it out.
Yeah, I've never been, and I have been wanting to go for years, so I am super excited. I'm definitely going to be in Prague.
It's funny how, like, we always know, like, the couple of cities that are contenders for the next DrupalCon, and I'm always, in my mind, hoping, like, I hope it's in, you know, Prague in this case, because that sounds like somewhere I would much rather go than the other contender, and I often vote based on, like, where I think it would be fun to go and hang out. Because it's this great opportunity to get to travel and see new cities.
It's a great excuse.
I'm getting excited to just add another city that I've walked a con around in my underwear. So I'm getting a little bit pumped up for that. It's just, it's another location I can scratch off and say I've done that.
The underwear tour.
I'm looking forward to learning bad phrases in Czech.
Oh, dear. Yeah. All right. And we also had a big company merger was announced. And the new company name is Wondercrowd, and that was the, one of the names of the companies that merged. But it's a pretty big deal, I guess, particularly for me, because since I live in Europe. But it's so it's a combination of Wondercrowd, Crimson, Miara, and Node One, and combined they're 140. Ish people, I think.
That sounds right. Yeah, something like that.
Offices in like 8 or 9 countries in Europe. So
wow.
Yeah, wow, like big. So I'm really interested to see like how that, you know, how that goes and how that affects the European market and stuff like that. But I also know quite a lot of those guys, and I think they're really, really great guys. So I'm excited that they get to kind of pour all of their energies into this company, and I can't wait to see what they actually work on and do. And they also had like Captain Drupal and a Captain Drupal.
Oh yes,
comic book.
Oh, I lost mine. I'm
I was
not sure
in the
where that
comic book, dude. I was in the comic book.
You were in Captain Drupal, weren't you, Addie?
I was. So I was very excited about that.
I also love their T-shirt. Like from a distance, it just looks like an ordinary T-shirt, but you go up close and stroke it, and it's actually a furry carrot.
I didn't realize they were furry.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh boy.
I don't make a habit of stroking people at DrupalCon. You know, you don't usually do a lot of touching T-shirts, I guess.
We could probably invent a hug that you could use in order to test the furriness of those T-shirts. And then it wouldn't be like an awkward, you're not going up and stroking someone, you're just going up and giving them a big hug and saying hi.
Yeah.
This is the shirt test hug.
Uh-huh.
A new variety.
I'm adding it to the list.
Cool.
Why are you rubbing your head on my chest? Oh, it's a new style of hug.
Trish and Delar taught me. It's cool.
That's how we roll. All right, so let's move into. I would like for everybody to share personal highlights because I had an amazing time at DrupalCon Munich. This is I have to say this is one of my favorite cons, at least within recent years. Szeged still holds a very special place in my heart, but I had a really wonderful con, so I want to talk about it. I'm excited to hear what other people, you know, really got going on when they were there and stuff. But for me, the highlight of the entire con, I was kind of busy and nonstop all the way through, did a number of presentations, was talking to a lot of people. But the Get Involved with Core sprint on the final day was awesome. We had, there were like, I think a total of about 200 people in the room, and about 50 of them were in a workshop that Joe and I did to try and get people sort of up to speed if they weren't feeling comfortable enough to just contribute to Core, but actually getting them familiar with things like the issue queue and IRC and getting a local dev environment set up and things like that. And it was just, the energy was really great. People got so much work done. And it really just, there's something about working on Core and working on issues or working in the community and contributing, you know, year round and doing those things. And it feels really good. But when you're in a room full of hundreds of people who are all doing it at the same time, there's just, I don't know, there's just a certain level of energy and excitement there. And it's really just satisfying. And it's something I kind of crave. So I'm really looking forward.
And at the same time, you had that big room full of your people. There was another big room upstairs packed full of people who are already working on Core. And so we had these two gigantic ballrooms filled with people sprinting. It was great.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, when you figure there are 1,800 people at the con, and I don't know what, like, we had a quarter or a third of those people stayed for sprinting to work on stuff or something. It was
more than they expected. They ran out of lunch on sprint day.
Yeah, and they had a hard time with space. We were kind of running around trying to find space to do the workshop and stuff like that. And we, you know, we pulled it off, but it's amazing. It's of course, it's always great to have too many people rather than.
Yeah, it was a good problem to have.
Exactly. Yeah.
I actually, during the sprint, found Dries and Angie and a couple other of the core committers sitting on the floor in the hallway because I assume because they couldn't find a place to sit inside.
No, they couldn't. There's photos of that online, and it's so great. And like Angie's busy committing some configuration thing to core. Like that's just where they wound up.
Get her done. So yeah, that was, to me, that was like definitely the highlight. Also, though, I was definitely involved in some core stuff, which I haven't been involved in a while with Drupal core. I think I might have like a patch in Drupal 6, like some little one-liner or something, but I haven't really done any core work in quite a while. But I've been working with the Drupal ladder, which is drupalladder.org if you want to find out more about that. But it's basically writing lessons and creating events, sprints for people to learn how to contribute and then actually contribute. And one of the things that we're trying to do is get ladders and lessons written up for Drupal 8 because Drupal 8's kind of around the corner. Things are happening there. And one night we ended up sitting down with Gabor, who's running the multilingual initiative for Drupal 8, and he hammered out an entire outline of lessons that we can do to get people involved in the multilingual stuff. And I'm really excited to get that filled out, not just for multilingual and the initiative in Drupal 8, but because I also, we would love to be able to create these kinds of lessons for all the other initiatives that are going on so that people can really understand what's going on and help rather than just sort of, I feel like for me, all the initiative stuff, I've been doing a lot of standing on the sidelines, like, that's great, go team, but I don't understand what you're doing, so I'm not going to help you. So I feel really inspired from that as well. And I'm really hoping that I can, myself get more involved with the initiatives, but also be able to help other people by writing out some lessons that'll get people where they need to be. So those are my two big, like, I felt high as a kite coming out of there because of those two things. So what else you guys got? What rocked your world?
I'll go next. Addie, you mentioned a couple of the things that were highlights for me. The getting involved with Core Sprint on Friday was incredible, like you said. I was helping to kind of mentor with that, but honestly, I spent most of my time not actually working with people. It seemed that everyone there had a great introduction and kind of knew what they were doing. So I kept wandering around looking for people who had questions, and nobody did. So I spent most of the time just looking for more issues that people could work on because people were working through the list so quickly that they were running out, which was, again, a really good problem to have. But that went really well. You also mentioned the Drupal ladder. We got a lot of progress made on the Drupal ladder organization this past week, which I'm really excited about. We kind of started setting up a steering committee and divvying up the different aspects of the Drupal ladder and who's going to work on what and who's going to focus on what. And I'm feeling a lot better about that project and the way it's being run now that we kind of have things split up like that. And the one other thing for me, the tagline or the theme of the conference was connecting systems and people. And I think I know there were some grumbles when the sessions were announced that a lot of sort of the high-profile Drupal community people weren't accepted for sessions. There wound up being a lot of, you might say, non-traditional sessions in the lineup this year. I mean, there were sessions on Backbone.js, Capistrano, Alfresco, Twig, Symfony, a lot of these non-Drupal things that Drupal is starting to work with but have not typically been very well represented in previous Drupal cons. I honestly didn't get to see any of those sessions, so I'm looking forward to going back and watching those videos. But I thought it was really neat how they did bring in some things from outside. And for example, there was a session by Brian Thiemann from the Joomla project. And I'm not sure, I can't remember now if he's the founder or what his actual role is. He's sort of a community evangelist, I think. So that was neat to kind of hear what kind of problems the Joomla community has been having and how similar they are to problems we've had in the Drupal community. And there was also a keynote by, I'm going to say this wrong, but Fabien Potencier, the leader of the Symfony 2 project. And that wasn't actually about Symfony 2. That was just a talk on dreaming and experimenting and learning new things and things like that. But I'm thankful that the organizers really kind of pulled in some of these outside projects, because I think it added a lot of depth to the sessions that were on offer. And of course, Trivia Night was a lot of fun too.
Does anybody know who won Trivia Night?
It was a super team because of Greg Dunlap and Andy Byron. I think Nate was in there too. I can't remember their team name.
Mark Sonnenbaum? I don't remember how to say his name. But yeah, it was Mark Sonnenbaum.
I think the rule of Drupal Trivia Night is if you have Angie on your team, you win. She knows everything.
Just automatically.
They only beat us by 2 points. I want to make that
clear.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, we tied for third, and we were only 2 points behind the team that won.
I didn't
Yep,
know
but
that.
You still lost.
Oh. But he still got a pink pony.
So one of my highlights of DrupalCon was the Drupalize Me pink pony stickers. It was kind of hilarious. I brought them all with me when I flew over, and I'd like tweeted about it a couple of times, and the number of people that direct messaged me on Twitter being like, I want to get one of those stickers, was sort of mind-boggling. And then I had a couple of strange experiences where, like, in the evening after the conference, I'd be like walking away to go to a restaurant, and somebody would chase me down the street and be like, hey, do you have one of those stickers? I've never been chased around for a pink pony sticker before. That was strange. Some of the other things that really stuck out for me, I love DrupalCons because they're a great opportunity for me to get to see a bunch of my friends. And even aside from just like, you know, you can learn so much going to all the sessions and all of that. But I think one of the things that's really beneficial is the opportunity to get to just spend some time in the hallway or in a boff room or, you know, at dinner afterwards, chatting with people that you normally only get to talk to via IRC or the Drupal issue queue. And you can hash out so much stuff in person much, much quicker often than you can in a chat room. So that's I like that a lot. I gave a presentation this year that went over pretty well. I talked about sort of the if I was just starting Drupal now, things that I would have told myself 6 years ago. And that went pretty well, and it was nice to be able to give a more like introduction or introductory level presentation. I went to a bunch of sessions, some of them that really stuck out for me. I went and saw one by Chris Ruppel talking about tools for mobile-friendly development, somewhat in Drupal, but just in general. It wasn't necessarily Drupal-specific tools. And I learned about some new stuff in there that was really cool. And that was kind of a eye-opening experience. And there was a lot of talk throughout the whole conference just about mobile and the need for Drupal to be able to support mobile better. And to the extent I think that, you know, mobile is becoming a very, very important topic for Drupal, and we need to make sure that in the future Drupal is more mobile friendly. Otherwise, something else that is more mobile friendly than Drupal will very easily, I think, come along and just sort of take over the space that we're filling right now. So I think that's an important thing. I also saw a talk by Mark Sonnenbaum about measuring performance, which was kind of interesting. It was a lot about understanding what you're measuring and not just sort of like, you know, using Apache Bench or Siege to assault your website and then you get a number back and you're like, all right, here's my number, this is great, but understanding what you're actually measuring. And he talked about using some tools like XHProf for monitoring your application and using the tools built into Chrome and so forth. Both of those sessions, and actually all of the sessions for people that don't know this, that happen at DrupalCon are recorded, and there's video of them up online, so you can actually go and watch all of these sessions too, which is really cool. And then, like Addy said, the core sprint was awesome. I had a ton of fun doing that. I totally lost my voice from shouting so much that day because we didn't have a microphone, so we had to like speak really loudly. But I think in some respects that kind of added to sort of the like, you know, seat of your pants ad hoc mentality of it all, and kind of made the energy a little bit more fun for a while. Eventually, my voice just
yeah, my voice was not pleased with the nitty gritty Wild West way after a while. But starting off, it was okay.
I saw some statistics afterwards, and so we had used the core.drupalofficehours.org website in order to track like all the tasks and people working on different tasks and so forth at the sprint. And I think that there was something like 120 new contributors that signed up as a result of that day, which is pretty impressive. And that the number of tasks that were worked on was something like an equal 120 plus tasks were worked on, and like 60 something were completed and 60 more were still in progress. And it's really cool to see that many people working on Drupal core all at one time. I'm sure I could ramble forever about
It was really nice to see it wasn't just people contributing code as well. There were lots of other initiatives going on. Like there was a summary initiative. So I think there was an old issue I had in my queue from ages ago, and I kind of checked it during the sprint, and some amazing person had come in and written this whole brilliant summary about everything. So all that kind of stuff that's not coding was really, really helpful too, and very much appreciated.
An issue summary, contribute documentation, or even just like, you know, reading the user interface text that's used, or reviewing mockups of new designs and stuff that we need help with and people can do without ever having to write a single line of code.
Yeah, I think that one of the big things I think around core contribution is people assume that you have to be a coder, and maybe not just a coder, but like an awesome one or something like that. And it's just a hard, I think it's a hard barrier to convince people is not really there. And generally, I wish that we could come up with ways to make it clearer and clearer to people. I think having the way that the core sprints are set up now, that like Jess, XJM, and Tim Plunkett have been doing is really, really great, because it's so supportive compared to just show up and work on things. I mean, it's been, you know, great in the past, but now there's just like so much guidance going on. And like us being able to do the workshop was great. Like we weren't sure we'd be able to actually get that in, but it's really, I think having more of that like support for, you don't have to know everything. You just need to be willing to help. And we can find ways for you to help is a hard message to get out there, but it's a really important one.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff about core. I mean, this is, we're coming up to a new Drupal 8 release, so that's not unusual. But a lot of DrupalCon activities were kind of around the stuff that was going on in core. I ended up spending a lot of time in the core conversations area, because personally, I want to hear what's going on in Drupal 8 and get caught up. And there's some big changes and big initiatives, and it's hard to keep up with it. I know that's one reason why other people don't help sometimes, is it's hard to figure it all out. So DrupalCon's also a good chance to get caught up on that. And all those are also up there. There are videos there are videos. I was trying to decide if it was video or audio. But anyway, all the core conversations are up there if people are interested in sort of hearing what the state of all those things is. For me, the other thing that was cool was I used to live in Germany, and I was so excited to get back to Germany. I haven't been back in years and years, and I love Southern Germany. I just think Southern Germany is gorgeous. So that was nothing to do with DrupalCon, but I love Germany. And I thought, and I'm going to get his name wrong again too, Fabien Pontissier, the keynote on the last day, I thought was fascinating. Some of the stuff he came up with, like the fact that string to upper works differently in Turkey, and it doesn't actually, there's a problem with capitalized and lowercase. I mean, it's crazy stuff. I mean, it was just really interesting, I thought. And the other thing that I think is fun about the the European cons in general is because they have tended to be smaller. They're more like DrupalCon used to be. And a lot of people who have only been involved in Drupal more recently, you know, DrupalCon's always been big to them. But to those of us who've been around for a while, DrupalCon used to be a kind of a small event, and it was the time you literally met everybody and saw everybody, and it was very close group. And of course, now it's this gigantic group. So it's a whole different atmosphere. But I like the ones that are a little smaller, although this one ended up not being so small. But it's nice and it's fun. So that's it. And I love having a chance to talk to other maintainers, core maintainers, other module maintainers. I mean, just that is kind of fun for me.
Anybody else have interesting thoughts that are related to DrupalCon?
Yeah, I really enjoyed catching up on all the DrupalCon.
None of your other thoughts. Yes, only your DrupalCon thoughts.
Exactly. Yeah. I really enjoyed catching up on the D8 core initiatives as well. I think the biggest takeaway from them all, though, was we need help, because code feature freeze is coming up in December. A lot of them are looking in really good shape, though. The one that probably stuck with me most was the demonstration of the Scotch initiative, which is blocks and layouts everywhere. Eclipse CG, Chris Van Der Water, he showed that. And it wasn't quite what I was expecting, because all I'd kind of heard so far was like, oh, hey, it's panels in core. But it actually works a bit more like the current block system does, but with more sparkles. So that was really nice to see that. I also really enjoyed the last core conversation that was had, which was just, hey, let's all just kind of sit around and talk about D8 a little bit in general. And Angie said something really nice, which was, just remember this moment where we're all in this room because, you know, later on we're all going to get a bit heated in the issue queues and everything. And just remember that, you know, all these nice people are here and you've met them and had a good time. So I thought that was a really nice positive message to go out as well. The code sprint on Friday had loads of great energy as well. I really, really enjoyed it and actually got some stuff done, which was really good. It was extra special for me as well because, two friends of mine from London appeared on the stage and got their first patch committed live by Dries. They'd been downstairs getting help from Joe and Addy and Brock working on their first issue. So that was really, really nice to see.
And also, got to make your DrupalCon, doesn't it?
Like,
stand up there with Dries and watch him commit your code. That's going to be the coolest thing
that
ever.
That was pretty awesome.
I was like, oh, hey, I know those people. It was really cool. And there was a lot of chatter about Drupal Camp London, which I think is going to be happening in May. But it's just in its kind of early stages, so we'll see what happens with that. But that should be loads of fun, so I'm looking forward to that.
I am so there.
Yes.
No, on my end, I just I kind of got to enjoy it just as the event itself. Denver was obviously my first con, so I was a con virgin at that point, and it was nice just to attend a second con. I was just blown away, just these cons, these amount of people. I'm looking around wondering, where's the rock band? Is some famous people here? What? Why are all these people gathering? So for me as a new experience, it was just amazing to see all these people coming together for something I just enjoy doing for fun and is for work. I kept turning the corner wondering, is David Hasselhoff here? What's going on? So it was, for me, it was just a cool experience to see all that. I got to, for the first time, 10 sessions at a con, a lot of them over my head, but it's just, it was good to try to learn some new stuff and just see some people presenting on some things I was interested in. So it was all of that was just, it was just cool to be there and just start making new friends. I'm getting my face out there, starting to say, hey, here I am, and start to get to know some more Drupal people. So I had a great time there. And then obviously with our very, you know, small Drupalize Me promotional thing, we just kind of walked around in our underwear randomly, which kind of was a little bit more weird than I thought it was going to be, and I have no issues with that.
I don't know why you wouldn't have thought it was going to be weird, but go ahead.
Well,
it sounded like a good idea when we talked about it.
Yeah, we won't go there, don't worry. But the fact that we're in hotel lobbies and everyone isn't necessarily in that hotel for Drupal, I got a lot of weird looks because of that.
Should we take a moment to explain why you were in your underwear, or are we just going to let that
That would probably be a good idea.
Well,
normally not wear underwear. I mean, no. I feel like that doesn't need any explanation. I pretty much don't leave the house without mine on.
There you go. See? There we go. No, well, Drupalize Me had some t-shirts made because we have a fantastic product that anyone can learn Drupal in their underwear. So I walked around in my underwear to show that you can learn Drupal that way. So it was just something that we did. We all, a bunch of us had those shirts on and we were handing them out. And it was just a way of saying, yeah, here's Drupalize Me and you can learn Drupal in your underwear. So
we're here, we're fun, we're in our underwear.
Exactly. What? So that's why I did that. But definitely got some looks from random people in the lobby that were obviously not there for Drupal and wondering what on earth is this guy doing. So, but no, yeah.
I like Cruz there and I have to wonder what they thought was going on.
Someone misread my t-shirt and came up to me and went, "You've got Drupal installed in your underwear?" No.
That's awesome.
The final frontier in mobile devices.
It's like, now I kind of want to buy a Raspberry Pi.
And yeah, put yeah. Drupal in your underwear. Of course.
That is a Drupal 8 initiative right there.
Oh, man. So... a lot of us did talk about Drupal 8. Does anybody want to, because, okay, so with Drupal 8, it is definitely was like a lot of the talk that was going on because we have feature freezes happening in December, and then in February is actual like code freeze. We're done and we're just working on bugs so that we can ship it next year. The plan is to ship Drupal 8, by or around DrupalCon Prague. So we're getting down to the wire, people. Does anybody want to give like a quick overview of what the Drupal 8 stuff is? I know we've talked about little bits and pieces through people's highlights, but maybe just a quick rundown of like what is Drupal 8 stuff that's coming?
I'll give you just a couple of things, and I know we're going to do some Drupalize Me podcasts about all these things in much more detail, but just some high-level things that I noticed as I was there. One is there's a whole lot of buzz about Spark. So there's this project called Spark, and it's actually a Drupal 7 site, but they're working on trying to figure out how to make the editorial experience better, all kinds of stuff like inline editing. And every place that they did the demo, they just had, I mean, they literally spilled out of the room. They had so many people interested in it. So it's really interesting to see what's going on there. So that was one of the big things. We just got something called plugins in, which makes no sense or means nothing to most people. But if you know what cTools is, and even if you aren't a coder, you know that a lot of modules require cTools. But it's a basic framework that's going to be really useful to developers, and that's into Drupal 8 now. We've got something called CMI, which is Configuration Management Initiative. This is think about features in core. This is almost features in core stuff that's going on. Bunch of multilingual changes, all kinds of mobile and HTML5 stuff is already into Drupal 8. They're working on a lot more of it, but you know, that's a part of that big, big push to make sure that Drupal 8 is going to be totally mobile friendly out of the box. And then there's a whole bunch of other catchwords, and I won't go into the rest of them. We'll be talking about some of those things, I think, in future podcasts.
I heard rumor that someone was trying to put the date module into Drupal 8.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to do that. Yeah, and they say that because I'm the maintainer of date. But, yes, trying to do that. So there's an effort. It's an unofficial initiative. We have actually several unofficial initiatives, and that's one of them to try and get some of that stuff done. So, yes, if anybody wants to help with that, ping me. Send me an email, whatever. I would love to talk to anybody interested in helping out with that project.
I attended a lot of the core conversations that we've been talking about as well. And hearing about all these initiatives and sort of the status of things like the CMI and plugins and multilingual and all of that and date. And one of the things that I kept hearing over and over and over again was the people that are heading these initiatives saying, and if you want to help, here's where you can do so. And sort of the like resounding message was that these people that are pushing all of these really cool changes for Drupal 8 also need some help getting them done, and that there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline that would be really great if it made it into Drupal 8 and really help us push the software forward. But it's a lot of work to get it there. So I think that this is a really good time, like in the core release cycle, for people that are new or looking for ways to get involved with Drupal, to be able to do that. There's so much going on right now that like you have to be able to find something that is interesting to you with all the things that are going on. And so find something that you're interested in and talk to the people that are leading up those initiatives. And every single one of them ended their presentation by saying, and we're looking for help.
Yep.
So it's a great chance to do that.
And don't assume somebody else is doing it.
Yeah, because there are very, very few people who are stepping up to do this. And people are doing this in their free time. You know, it's like, ooh, this great, you know, exciting, ooh, mobile, you know, it'll be mobile friendly out of the box. That's great. I want that for my next site. And unless you help make it happen, it might not. Yeah.
So no grumbling if it doesn't make it in and you didn't help.
Exactly.
And you need to help now. As we said, the feature freeze is in December. So we've really only got 3 months or so to kind of get this stuff wrapped up. So if you're at all interested in helping out with some of those initiatives, get moving sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and we'll put links to a lot of this stuff in the podcast notes on lullabot.com. So you can click links and go find out more and figure out how you can get in touch with the people you need to. But and we will be doing another podcast where we dive into the initiatives a little bit more to give more explanation around them and stuff like that. But don't wait for that. If any of this sounds interesting, you should go find out about it right now and help people. Woohoo!
Can I mention one other quick thing real quick here?
Sure.
We have mentioned several times the videos for the sessions that are online. But for those who don't know where to find those, there are two ways to get at them. You can either go through the DrupalCon site, which is at munich2012.drupal.org. And if you go to any of the session pages, the video will be embedded right there in the page. You can also go to blip.tv/DrupalCon, and you'll see a full list of all the sessions there. And actually, somebody posted a how-to where you could get the RSS feed from blip.tv in iTunes and just subscribe to it like a podcast and download all of the videos, which is what I did. It took forever to download them all, and it'll take me forever to watch all of them, but there is so much information that was presented during that week that is really, really important to get caught up on, especially this Drupal 8 initiative stuff.
I think I'm still catching up on all the videos from Denver and now realizing like, oh, this is actually out of date.
I still got a few of those too.
Alrighty. Well, we should probably wrap things up. I do want to mention before we go that if you did not make it to DrupalCon Munich, I'm very sad for you. But there are more DrupalCons coming. There's going to be one in
Sao Paulo. There's a lot of them now.
I know. There are 4 DrupalCons in a year now. And you can go to one that is closer to you. So there's one in Sao Paulo, Brazil, which is December 6th through 8th. So that's right around the same time as Feature Freeze. And then there's also going to be DrupalCon Sydney in Australia, and that's February 6th through 9th, and that's actually right around Code Freeze. And then we have DrupalCon Portland, which is May 20-something. Coming up, and then of course Prague was just announced next summer. So and you know, the cons are kind of a special thing. They tend to be rather large, but I would also encourage people to go to any regional camp or event that comes up on your radar. You can go to groups.drupal.org and look at the events listings there and stuff, and it really is an amazing experience to get together with people and talk with them in the same space, not online, and sharing a lot of information and laughter and stuff. So I would definitely recommend find an event. So that's what I got. We should probably wrap this up. But thanks to everybody for coming on. And make sure you catch us. We'll be doing this every other Friday. So 2 weeks from today, we'll have another one out.
Do we know what we're talking about next time yet?
It will be an interview with Jen Lampton. So I imagine there's going to be talking about the Twig project on that one.
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to that. That sounds fascinating.
Seriously. That's another one that probably going in Drupal 8, right?
Yeah, Twig, a new theme system for Drupal. So, yep. So that'll be up 2 weeks from today. So, all right, cool. Well, thanks a lot, everybody. And see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.